Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Jews assumed, as do many today, that God's promise to Abraham was a blanket promise to all who sprang from the loins of Abraham. Yet the scripture clearly states that the promise was given to the seed of Abraham, which is Christ. Thus it is plain that the giving of this promise is the single most important covenant which exists in the kingdom of God. It is according to the promise of this covenant that all of the blessings which are given to Christ are found to be equally shared by those who are in Christ. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. We presently enjoy the benefits of all that Christ possesses. Thus we can say with the psalmist, glory dwells in our land. It is in him that we find the source of all of our joy, and the hope of an even greater manifestation of that joy, when we are enabled to see him face to face. Mercy is the sovereign prerogative of him who has said, I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Men have no claim upon it, nor any reason rising from within themselves to expect that he should show mercy to them. Yet the glorious revelation of Jesus Christ discloses to men the great willingness of God to show mercy. This was a glorious and comforting message given to the shepherds. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This is that which the psalmist describes. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Christ came on a mission not to do away with the law, but to satisfy its every claim which might present itself against the sons of God in the courts of heaven. Paul declares as much, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. To the thinking of natural men, justice and mercy cannot coexist. Men might from time to time suspend justice in order to show mercy. Out of this notion arises the thought that God will weigh the good of men over against their evil and in some measure seek a modification. This is what they generally consider when they think of mercy. Yet God is perfect in all of his ways, and that he will not at all acquit the wicked, nor by any means clear the guilty. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. There are no modifications attached to that judgment and its swift recompense of justice. When the woman was taken in adultery, many believed that the Lord ignored her crimes, and due to the fact that she was no worse than the man involved, he let her off the hook. Yet the reality is that he forgave her, because he became sin for her, and took upon himself all of her crimes. It was impossible that any man could condemn her whom the Lord made clean. The Pharisees hated this revelation when he forgave the sins of the man with his palsy. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. This harmony of justice and mercy exists nowhere in heaven or earth except in Jesus Christ. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Have you tasted of his mercy and rejoiced in his justice? Christ is all.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.